Now we come to the mind of Epaphroditus. And this man has the word of Christ, and he's like-minded with Paul and Timothy. He has the mind of Christ, and they're all together, brethren in the Lord, serving the Lord. Now, will you notice this? He says, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and a fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants." Epaphroditus. Who is he? Well, he was the pastor of the church up in Philippi. He's my brother. Epaphroditus wasn't jealous of this man, Paul. Paul had founded the church, had a great ministry there. And Epaphroditus is not jealous of him at all. And Paul loves Epaphroditus because he has the mind of Christ and he can trust him. And he's my brother. He's my companion in labor. And he's my fellow soldier. He fights with me. He doesn't stick a knife in my back when I'm away. He doesn't go with my enemies. He's my fellow soldier. He stands with me, shoulder to shoulder, standing for the faith. But your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. Now listen to this. For he longed after you all, and he was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick. Paul always has a good word to say for a preacher like this. And it's nice to see that. Paul brings this man, puts him right with him as his brother, his companion, and he tells the church over there, he says, he longed after you. He was sick, almost sick, nigh unto death. Now, Paul was always saying something complimentary of the local pastor. That is, if it could be said. Paul was not a hypocrite in this, and he didn't go around backslapping. But when a man was standing for God, Paul stood with him, of course. And we find here that he identifies himself with Epaphroditus. He calls him my brother, my companion, my fellow soldier. Now, will you notice that again? Paul says here, for he longed after you all, and he was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. This is almost humorous here. You see, this man, Epaphroditus, he got sick. And word was sent back to the church in Philippi that their own pastor was sick. And he longed for them. Chances are he was homesick, too. And when he heard that the church back there was mourning for him because he was sick, he had a relapse because it hurt him that they were hurt because he was hurt. It's a sort of a vicious cycle here, but may I say it's a good vicious cycle that we have here, and it reveals the marvelous church that was at Philippi. And you can always, I think, judge a church by its relationship and attitude to a pastor who preaches and teaches the Word of God. When a deacon takes me aside and says to me, "Dr. McGee, you know, we have a fine young man here today. He's preaching and teaching the Word of God." You know, I always feel good. And then when some deacon takes me aside and says, "Say, how do you get rid of a fella like this? He's too opinionated. He's too dogmatic. He wants to run things." And I ask, "Is he preaching and teaching the Word of God?" "Oh, yes, he does that, but we've had that all along." Well, believe me, that's what had no effect upon that man, that is for sure. And you can generally judge a church by its attitude and relationship to a man who preaches and teaches the Word of God. You can always do that. Just check in and you'll find that's been true. And when a church begins to reject a man who preaches and teaches the Word of God, the church is doomed, my friend, and that is the death knell of many churches across this land today. You see, the devil has been very clever. He does not now attack the Word of God itself. I gave up long time ago giving apologetic sermons. The Bible doesn't need defending. The Spirit of God take care of that. But in fact, Paul wrote, you can do nothing against the truth. You just let the enemy keep hammering away, and let us keep hammering away, giving out the Word of God. And we don't need to defend the Bible. So the devil today doesn't make his attack on the Bible. He makes his attack upon the man who is preaching and teaching the Word of God. And you find that that's true across this land today. And I do think that I know pretty well the pulse of the conservative churches across this land, as I've been in many of them, and I think this is the real test. So this man Epaphroditus, the pastor of the church in Philippi, my, what a wonderful relationship, and it speaks well of the church in Philippi. And we've already seen it was a wonderful church, and they loved Paul also.